Hey, Anchor Herman, back again for another Daily Spark of Possibility. Today I want to talk about research. When I first moved to Granada, I quickly learned that getting around by car was really not a good idea. Like, there's lots of roads blocked off with almost the intention to fine people to, you know, they don't make it very clear, and you often have to kind of take big detours to get from one point to another. Parking is an absolute nightmare. And I quickly saw that the way people got around town was scooters. I've never seen so many scooters anywhere other than in Hong Kong. But I was never interested in scooters. Like, I really kind of didn't like that whole idea of moving on two wheels, and I kind of always felt too vulnerable. And even like as a teenager, you know, when everybody was like, oh, you know, it was the thing to get around, I was never interested. I thought they were too dangerous and too kind of imbalanced, and I was not into it. But I could see, you know, it made sense. So I thought, okay, how do I buy a scooter? I know nothing. I really literally know nothing about scooters. And I thought, if I go into a dealership now, you know, and somebody will recommend a particular model and they will tell me all the characteristics, and I won't have a clue of whether that's good or bad, whether I care about that or not. You know, I set myself up for being taken for a ride, you know, and I didn't want that. So I kind of went back and said, okay, I have to do some research. And I started to read up about scooters so that I knew whether, okay, this one has a bigger wheel size. Does that matter? What's the difference? And which models, you know, which ones are better for packing, because I wanted to go by fabric with the thing, and, you know, different engines and what, you know, license you need to drive it, and all of that. And so by the time I actually dared to step foot into a dealership, I probably knew more about scooters than that guy did. And funny enough, in the very first instance, it proved to be a really good move, because the guy tried to sell me this old scooter, like a used scooter, lots of kilometers, this horrible Korean model that had this lousy reputation for failing all the time. And he tried to sell it to me for kind of the price of almost a new one. So he saw, like, foreigner, woman, stupid, with money, you know. And I didn't fall for it, because I knew enough about scooters to be able to recognize a good one when I see one. And I've done the same with the house, and it's always, I mean, I'm still not a scooter person. I loved my scooter for 9 years until I moved here and didn't need it anymore. I'm not passionate about it still. I always just looked at it as something practical to get from A to B, much better than any other way. But I'm still not a scooter person. You know, I still much prefer the car and all of that. But it was really helpful to learn enough to be able to make a good purchase. And so recently I've spoken to a lot of people who, when it comes to marketing their business online, they feel about technology, you know, and all that whole, that tech stuff, websites and funnels and email marketing, all of that. They feel like, about that, like I felt about scooters. So what if you just went out and did your research? I'm here to help if you like, just to make sure you get the best possible result. Speak to you tomorrow.